From the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm Mike Hogan, your host, and we're talking to John Tyler. He's the Chief Counsel and Legal and Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer for the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation in Kansas City. However, he's going to be in Omaha on September 13th for the Fall Executive Breakfast and the Fall Ethics Luncheon. And so we're talking to him live now. John, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to the conversation.
The term business ethics is a term that's really indigenous to the United States. It wasn't even necessarily used in Europe in the 80s and 90s. Can you take us through what that means today?
Yeah, I think part of what has happened with the term business ethics, it has morphed over time. You know, the conceptions around what does it mean and what does it look like. So, for instance, you know, a few decades ago, in the late 1970s, early to mid 1980s, ethics was in some ways considered, looking at filters and screens for who people do business with and how they do business and who investors invest with. And I'm thinking in particular a lot of the energy around South Africa at the time and the divestiture movement to divest in the apartheid era South Africa. And there was a lot of consumer pressure, a lot of public pressure put on multinational companies at the time. There was a lot of investor pressure put on board members at the time, and then board members putting pressure on management to think about things with regard to filters. That morphed into, I think, more serious thinking about the intersection between businesses and the environment. Thinking about the emergence in the 1970s and 80s of things like the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, from a legal perspective. But the intentionality around that, and then in the 1990s, we began to see the evolution of things that came under the umbrella broadly of corporate social responsibility. And that had then different terms of art really over time, it seems to me, and different manifestations of it within companies and by companies. And more recently, what we've seen is the terminology and some of the principles even shift to ESG, so environment, social good, and governance practices. These all, in some ways, what they revolve around is how businesses, as individual businesses, but also in some ways as an aggregation of the economy and their impact on the market, how they are making decisions and in pursuing strategies and practices beyond an emphasis on profits and profitability and shareholder wealth maximization and dividends and things like that. So it's different ways of thinking about who stakeholders are and what the priorities might be given to those stakeholders and those interests.
The Fall Ethics Luncheon, which is at the Scott Conference Center, that kicks off at 11:30, which you are keynoting on September 13th. Can you give us a bit of a preview of what you're going to talk through with the C-level folks, the manager folks, the HR people that would come to an event like this?
Well, I think there are a couple of themes that will run through both activities, but each of them, given that the audiences are different, the depth that we go into and even the breadth of some of these things will be a little bit different. But I think increasingly what we are seeing in society, and there's some studies that bear this out, is that as we look at business and we look at business creating markets, engaging markets, building economies, contributing to economies, there are a variety of players with regard to the business. There are the investors, the shareholders, the owners, They're the entrepreneurs who start and grow businesses. There are boards of directors, and there are officers and managers, there are employees, there are customers, there are the communities within which the businesses operate. And increasingly, what we are seeing is greater attention by that breadth and variety of stakeholders, including investors, and maybe perhaps especially investors in some cases, to things other than maximizing shareholder value.
The Fall Ethics Luncheon is at the Scott Conference Center at 6450 Pine Street in Omaha. That starts at 11:30. If you're looking for more information, you can go to businessethicsalliance.org and click on calendar, and you'll get all the information you need. John, very fascinating. I look forward to welcoming you to Omaha, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I've enjoyed it and appreciate it.